Hey everybody, welcome to a potential podcast with Tracy Lee. Welcome to episode 7 if you count the trailer, and 6 if you don't. 6 actual episodes, baby. There are 7 chunks of sound on the internet that have my voice in them. Can you imagine? Well, you can, because you're here and you're listening. Thank you again for that, by the way. Like, I'm grateful. This is not like a moment. I'm grateful. Anyway, in this week's episode, we're going to be covering a little bit of one of the biggest sections of the podcasting world, the crime part. Personally, if you ever noticed, you know I likes me a comedy podcast, a little bit of a lifestyle podcast. So I really didn't show interest in these in the beginning. I figured it would be a boring voice telling me facts about someone's crime, and then I leave with like more knowledge, but like no laughs. Meh. But you know, then you know, God sent me Scam Goddess, and then a few months after, I found one that I didn't like as much but still hit the spot, which was Swindled. So yeah, these podcasts specifically speak to a section of crime that has always fascinated me: scams and cons. I've enjoyed many a con TV show like Leverage and The Catch. I own an actual box set of Ocean's 11, 12, and 13. And if I'm honest, I've always been fascinated by the slight ways that people can be deceived without a vast amount of effort. So these shows definitely piqued my interest. There is a resurgence of interest in this type of content in general. If you just look at what's going on Netflix, shows about Anna Delvey and Elizabeth Holmes are coming out. They're being portrayed and documented. Like, people really do like a good scam story, and you're not short of places to find one. Hell, one of the biggest movies in 2019 was Parasite, which is a movie about a family that literally cons their way into parasitically living off of another family. Anyway, that tangent aside, let's jump into today's contenders. First up is the more serious of my two scam casts, and that is Swindled. The show is handled like a narrated story, using documentary-style clips and facts in between to make it seem more real. This is a weird reference, but I just thought about it. Think about how they do those Wives with Knives shows on SABC 2. Look, my household's main TV exists on SABC 2, and we watch SABC 2. So anyway, for those in the Netflix arena, Swindled is edited like a good episode of a docuseries. The narrator, a concerned citizen, is really good, and he'd be spicy, yo. Like, he'll be all serious, giving you facts, and then all of a sudden he'll throw like a sarcastic jab, and you're like, yes, I'm a concerned citizen. Anyway, sometimes he's assisted by other voices to narrate, but it's mainly him. The show's duration can vary from anything from 40 minutes to an hour. Plot twist, though, on the post frequency, there's only 2 released a month, but the production on one of these things must be hectic, so we get it. In both shows, I picked their episodes covering one of the hottest topics of 2022, which is the story of Simon Leviev, the Tinder swindler, and the love scam space in general. In Swindled, the show starts with a clip of a woman who was scammed by a group of African con men who eventually convinced her unknowingly to smuggle drugs into Malaysia. That alone was hectic, but then the main story comes in. So the concerned citizen tells you the story of Simon interlaced with actual sound clips from the swindler himself. I'm not gonna lie, guys. The European Mediterranean vibe in Yana Leviev's voice, you're like, ooh, okay, I kinda get it. But yes, so this show is really just great at giving you a well-crafted story, so I think you'll enjoy it for that purpose. You may not like this show if you can't handle like a long documentary vibe, but honestly, this show slaps once in a while. I'm not even gonna hold you. It slaps. Now, for the girl that got me and kept me coming back, Miss Lacey Mosley. The scam goddess herself, the funnier side of scam casting. This show is pretty much just about scams, but just told in a funny way. It brings on celebrity guests, and they talk about how they've been scammed, their own scams, and of course, the running job that they're all in on, the biggest scam of all, celebrity. Lacey regales her guests with two scams in episode. One is historical hoodwinks, which is her just running through an old scam that was run back in the days. Back in the days isn't that far back. Sometimes it's also sometimes like in the 90s, so it's not that far back in the days, but like an older scam. The best part is the guest reactions to the scams as Lacey takes them through it. Funny people reacting to things is always just a good thing. Personally, I like the tangents that they go on, and it's like sitting in on a really hilarious conversation, which, as we know, I love. The show description literally ends with the line, "It's like true crime without all the death," which really is like the whole vibe of the show. The show is an average about an hour an episode, and they post once a week, so you have quite a bit to listen to. The only reason I think you won't like it is if you were more of a fan of the other formats, so like the swindle side of things. But this one is legit at least worth one listen. If all else fails, you can say I scammed you into it. I know, that was lame. But I made you laugh. Now go laugh at the podcast that I just suggested. Nah, shop. Okay. Homies, I really like chatting to y'all about podcasts, and I enjoy the various bits of ear candy I get to consume, but I'm always open to suggestions and comments about the pods you love. Please share. Tell me what I should listen to in case I've missed it. There's so much out there and I want to hear it. The world of podcasting is big and getting bigger every day, case in point. And I want to listen to as much of it as I can so I can provide you more content on this lovely pod that we're creating here. So that being said, my humans, this marks the end of this episode. Thank you once again for listening to A Potential Podcast with Tracy Lee. I pray that this podcast and I live up to our potential. Okay, love you. Bye.